Hello, Tea Crew, and welcome to this brand new mini sip. Today, we are going to be discussing Drea's pregnancy with her 22-year-old boyfriend, Jalen Green. So let's get straight into it. So a few months ago, actually, because Drea is now 7 months pregnant, a few months ago, Drea was spotted courtside at a game. It wasn't a game that Jalen was playing in, but follow me. And she was wearing like bibs and she was walking real slow. And everybody was like, oh my God, that's the pregnant walk. Like people that know, like that's how you walk when you got that belly on you, basically. And everybody was like, oh my goodness, she's pregnant by this boy or whatever. So here we are now. International Women's Day was yesterday. Shout out to the women all over the world. And Drea made this post about welcoming a baby girl. So she is pregnant with a daughter with 22-year-old Jalen Green. Now, when it was first kind of rumored that she was pregnant, these discussions started happening, right? So now we are confirming that she's 7 months pregnant. The father is 22 years old. Her oldest son is actually the same age at 22 years old. Depending on when his birthday is, he's turning 22 years old as well in 2024 from the information that is available about his age. And so this really, really strikes a lot of people the wrong way. And I got a couple DMs about it. So I was like, okay, let me come on here and give you guys my opinion of the situation. So firstly, when they started dating, I did feel he was extremely young for her. And I think people have to take into account, yes, someone can be wrong without it being legally wrong. Is he over 18? Yes. Is it legally wrong for a 22-year-old to date a 39-year-old? No, it is not. In fact, men do it all the time, and it is seen as normalized, especially rich, wealthy men. If a rich, wealthy man married a 22-year-old and got her pregnant, most people would not bat an eye. They would be happy that she was over 18. But here's the tea. As a mother of a 22-year-old, you should understand the mental capacity of a 22-year-old male. Males already develop slower than women. Don't come at me. This is a fact. Mentally, men develop slower than women, right? So this is why through the years, I feel people have accepted older men with younger women, because women do have a mental capacity that is stronger than men at a younger age. It's just the truth. Women mature faster than men, right? So we accept it. However, when you have a child at home, you know the capacity of a 22-year-old. She's probably still telling her son to clean his room, take the garbage out. Little things that, you know, he's still becoming a man. He's still needing that guidance. And it's just like, for you to take someone else's, you know, 22-year-old who still needs guidance, who's still young, just because he's making $70 million with a contract to sign for possibly $200 million in upcoming seasons, this is coming off as manipulative. I won't say predatory, because I think a predator, we have to hold that title for those that are really out here taking underage kids, right? We have to draw the line somewhere where it comes to people being sick and twisted and really preying on young children. We cannot call her a predator, in my opinion. A manipulator, 1,000%. She has manipulated this situation to ensure her comfortability in the remaining years of her life, because she knows if she gets pregnant by this man and has this man's child and he has a contract deal on the line for $200 million and he's already making $70 million, that she will be set for the next 18 years of this child's life, possibly beyond. Right. And every single man that she's been with since being in the public eye has been, you know, a rich man. And the people that are her children's fathers are in some type of NFL, NBA. It's always that. And I was just discussing this with a friend of the pod, Shaniqua. Shout out to you, girl. And we were just saying, like, if you like men in sports, that's fine. A lot of women like to date men that play sports. You could date a retired man. He could still be rich. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to go for these young boys to get this money. Like, you could literally date, like, just off the top of my head, like a Shannon Sharp, or one of these commentators. Like, I don't know if these people are married. Don't come at me, but I'm just saying a lot of these people play professional sports and then they get big commentating contracts where they're still making the kind of money that would give you the lifestyle that you want. Listen, I'm not going to shame Drea for wanting a certain type of lifestyle. And I'm not going to shame her for going after men that have money, because a lot of women do it. A lot of women find stability in that. You know, she has her swim line, different things that she does, but obviously it's not enough to keep her living on the level that she wants to live at. And I personally find no problem with that. There's nothing wrong with that, because transactional relationships happen all the time. A lot of times people get mad about it, but at the end of the day, everybody's not marrying and being in relationships for true love. Like, this is just not what happens. So I'm not gonna knock her for that. But what I will say is, why couldn't you find somebody more age appropriate that's still getting to the bag? There are 30 somethings, there are 40 somethings that are really getting to the bag. They still look young. I mean, we are black, we don't age. You can still find a man, you know? So that's what leads me to feel like she wants these young men because she wants to manipulate the situation. She wants to be the one to tell him, like, this is how you do that. Like, she wants to be the one to keep her hand in everything that he's doing. And it's easier to do that with a younger man who's less mature, less developed, than with an older man who knows what he's talking about. I feel like an older man would be more on her level as far as, okay, Drea, like, you can go and get one Chanel bag. You can't get four. We're going to stay on a budget. We have money, but we're not going to throw it away like water. You get with a 22-year-old and you tell him you want to go to the mall or that you want a Hermes bag, he's going to go buy you four or five Birkins. He's never had money before. You know, he's just going to give you everything you want. And I feel like that kind of manipulation is exactly what she's looking for. You know, that kind of manipulation is exactly what she's looking for in a man. And that's what makes the situation kind of icky, right? Because you have to realize, Drea, as a parent, if your son came home with a 39-year-old woman and said, "We are pregnant," you would be devastated for your child, because no mother wants to think that their children are getting in way too far over, you know, getting in over their heads. And at this point, in my opinion, Jalen is definitely over his head. Like, there, the waves are wafting over his head at this point. He does not know what he's gotten into, as far as this situation. And you're walking away from it, holding, you know, holding the bag. Like, oh well, he's a grown man. He knew what he was doing. But it's like, he is a grown man, but it's a gray area. And nobody knows that more than you, because you have a 22-year-old at home. That's the part that I really just can't get. It's like, you have a stinky, sweaty, just immature, fruit roll-up eating 22-year-old at home that you call son, and you want to add a second one to the mix? What is your end game here? You're not going to marry this man. And it's no shade. It's not that he wouldn't propose and marry her, but it's like, he is too young for you guys to be compatible on any level that's not physical. Like, I would be hard pressed to find a 22-year-old man who is on the level intellectually as a 39-year-old woman. So what is the end game here? And then recently, Drea made a post about people not understanding her and not understanding the situation. But it's like, we clearly understand the situation. This time, you just really got caught out there, girl. Like, you saw the dollar signs with that new contract and you really got caught out there. And now you are 7 months pregnant with a beautiful baby, God willing. And this is the situation that you put yourself in, you know, to be nationally hated for the bag. But that's what I'm saying. It is what it is. If this is what you did, girl, stop posting on social media and go enjoy that money and that man and everything that you've kind of lined up for yourself. Because at the end of the day, you got it. You got it. But it's just, is it ethical? No. In my opinion, it's definitely not ethical. All right, you all, I don't want to make this mini sip too long. I think we get the point. Let me know in the comments. If you're listening on Spotify, you can comment directly in the app. What do you think of this situation? Like, what do you really think about this situation? Would you go as far as to call her a predator? Or do you agree with me that you think she's just a manipulator? I would love to know your thoughts in the comments. All right, I love you for listening. Bye.